This is the front page of the Korea Joongang Daily for August 12, 2019. Weapons test held as North contacts U.S. by Shim Kyu-seok. North Korea on Saturday conducted its seventh weapons test this year, firing two unidentified projectiles into the East Sea on the same day that U.S. President Donald Trump received a letter from its leader, Kim Jong-un, apologizing for those very same launches. The rockets, which South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said appeared to be short-range ballistic missiles, were fired at 5:34 a.m. and 5:50 a.m. from an area near Hamhung, South Hamgyong Province. Each flew around 400 kilometers, or 249 miles, with peak altitudes of 48 kilometers at over Mach 6.1, the JCS said. An English-language report on the launch from North Korean state media on Sunday provided little information on the projectiles other than that they were a new weapon which was developed to suit any terrain condition of our country and had a tactical character different to the existing weapon systems. Kim guided the test fire for the new weapon from an observation post and expressed great satisfaction to munitions officials afterwards, said the official Korean Central News Agency report. With Seoul and Washington in the middle of conducting combined military exercises, the South's JCS said the North Koreans are also conducting their own summertime drills and may very likely launch further missiles in the days to come. The Allies' command post exercise kicked off on Sunday and is scheduled to continue until August 20th. The South's Blue House said it concluded the North's latest test was a military provocation meant to protest the drills, just as it had done 4 days earlier with a test last Tuesday and three more launches in earlier weeks. This intent was apparently also made clear in the letter to Trump, which the U.S. president tweeted Saturday expressing Kim's interest in meeting to restart denuclearization negotiations once the joint exercises are concluded. It was a long letter, much of it complaining about the ridiculous and expensive exercises, Trump wrote. It was also a small apology for testing the short-range missiles, and that this testing would stop when the exercises end. Trump added that he looked forward to seeing Kim in the not-too-distant future, and that a nuclear-free North Korea would be one of the most successful countries in the world. The president told reporters at the White House Friday that he had received a very positive missive from Kim, which he said was 3 pages, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter. In his brief tweets, Trump appeared to concur with the North Korean leader in calling the military drills ridiculous and expensive, words he also used to describe the exercises after his first summit with Kim in June last year, when he shocked Seoul by saying he would suspend joint war games with South Korea. Subscribe to the Korea Joongang Daily, and you'll also receive a daily subscription to the New York Times.